Just because a label states that an ingredient is present in the supplement you're taking doesn't mean you're obtaining its full benefit. The key is bioavailability, how much is absorbed and gets to where it's needed. That's why I recommend and use Future Farm Botanicals. Future Farm sources the most potent, highest quality ingredients and then uses liposomal technology to assure optimal uptake. All Future Farm formulas are custom organic blends crafted from the finest raw ingredients by certified chemists and herbalists. Future Farm offers some of the most innovative products I've seen in quite a while, addressing a variety of issues, from inflammation to immune support. I use their supplements, prescribe them in my practice, and I'm proud to recommend them to you, listeners of Intelligent Medicine. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's MyFuture, PHARM, MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. All Future Farm products are all natural, science-based, and work without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with one of our favorite guests, a frequent contributor, America's favorite integrative cardiologist. He's Dr. Stephen Sinatra. And Stephen, you actually did something kind of unusual because you were well established in cardiology. You'd taken a cardiology fellowship. You were a practicing cardiologist. And then, in effect, you went back to school to study psychology, and you obtained additional certification or degree. Tell us that story.
Yeah, actually, I was in my fifth year of training. It was in 1977. I finished my fellowship in cardiology, and I was seeing a lot of young people with, you know, coronary artery disease, and it bothered me. I was in the cath lab, and I was cathing people in their 30s, my age, and some of them had PhDs, some of them were truck drivers. I mean, some of them were, you know, just working people. And it really bothered me, but they all had a common denominator. Like the truckers, for example, were always meeting deadlines. They were always rushing, like, you know, super type A. And the people that lost their jobs in the defense, especially in the defense industry, because we worked around, you know, Colt Firearms was in the Hartford area. Mm-hmm. The Groton sub base was in Connecticut, Pratt and Whitney Aircraft. So I saw a lot of, like, you know, PhD type of engineers. And when the Vietnam War ended, they couldn't find jobs. And they had this incredible, you know, heartbreak. They were unemployed. Nobody would hire them because they were too specialized. I mean, they were working in grocery stores, packing, you know, shelves. It was crazy. But they had this incredible heartbreak. And I said to myself, oh my God, the emotional aspects of heart disease trump everything.
Yeah.
Because again, I was right in the middle of it. I was seeing it. And, so what I decided to do is, there was a Fritz Perls Gestalt Psychotherapy Training Program offered in the Hartford area of Connecticut, and I enrolled, and I took 2 years of Gestalt, and then one of the reading books on the reading list was a book by Alexander Lowen called Bioenergetics, and I was so enthralled with the author. I loved reading the book. It made so much sense to me as a heart specialist about, you know, having emotions or suppressed emotions or, you know, held in sadness, held in anger. And I said, this really resonated with me. So I contacted Lowen. I went to one of his workshops. Then I studied with him for 2 years. And then I entered a 10-year psychotherapy training program in bioenergetic psychotherapy and became certified after 10 years.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. It was crazy.
That's wild.
It wasn't wild.
But it provided another dimension to your practice because, you know,
absolutely.
Instead of just merely dishing medications or performing angioplasties, you had yet another very important tool in your arsenal.
Correct. I mean, you know, in medicine, you know, everything works. I mean, I remember bringing one of my dogs to the office all the time because I was seeing a lot of people, especially widows and widowers, where their children were displaced and they were lonely. And you've seen it in the office, Ron. You know, you see these older people, they have their head down, you know, their shoulders are hunched over, and they're depressed, and they go back to a lonely house. And there's nothing worse than that. And I used to talk to my patients about getting a pet. And then I realized, you know what, I'm going to bring my pet into my office and just have the pet, you know, in with the waiting room. And sure enough, happens would happen three out of, you know, 5 days. One or two people would be depressed. They would be, you know, elderly or, you know, even as young as 60. I mean, I saw them that young who lost their mates. And a lot of them, after seeing my dog and petting my dog, and I would tell them that, you know, there's one thing about coming home to an empty house or a judgmental spouse or, you know, following a heart attack, is that the loneliness or anger or, you know, any of these emotions, sadness, deep sadness, can create reinfarction or repeat heart attack. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of my patients, you know, they took my advice and they adopted animals. And, you know, Ron, it was like a blessing to my heart. I would see them 3 months later and they would come in with a smile. They would come in with more of a bounce in their step. You know, they would hug me. They would say, you know, I love my pets. Thanks so much for suggesting it. And you know what? The same thing is happening with COVID-19.
Oh,
more and
time.
More people are getting pets now. Well, they really are, which is really a good sign.
It's a reaction to the lockdown, the isolation, the fear, the hopelessness, and you know, just the routinization of life, you know, without any respite. And then also, you know, I think there's a lot of anger and frustration and polarization that's got people, it sort of creates a bad chemistry for the heart. Can you explain mechanistically what's happening when we're subject to stress and how that might have a negative impact on the heart and the blood vessels?
Sure. I mean, internalized anger, you know, if a lot of people are angry because they're feeling trapped, so to speak, in the environment, in this COVID-19 era, where they can't go out or they're out to eat and they feel confined and they develop panic. But if they get anger, you know, anger is like, you know, driving your car with your brakes on. What it does to the cardiovascular system, it raises what we call total peripheral resistance. And what that does is it raises blood pressure. That's why we're seeing a high blood pressure epidemic in the country right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of people say 1 in 2 to 3 Americans have high blood pressure. And high blood pressure is a killer for the heart. So, and basically, a lot of it has to do with emotions. And anger is one of them. So, you know, the most important thing about people is if they feel angry, you know, take a walk outside, you know, try to get grounded if you can, and, you know, take in the Mother Earth energy at the same time. But if you're angry and you're walking alone, you know, you could shout out things or, you know, just try to get your anger out some way, you know, in either verbal ways or play tennis or get on the golf course or kick a volleyball or do something with your body to discharge the anger. Now, the other thing that a lot of people have now is sadness. And the most important thing about sadness is that you don't want internalized sadness to create heartbreak. Because if you don't relieve the sadness, then the heartbreak could lead to heart disease. And that's why I wrote my book, Heartbreak and Heart Disease, years ago. So one of the best things people can do, you know, if they're feeling sad, is to let down into their sadness and cry. Crying will release the heartbreak, and that will lead to heart disease. I mean, it's as simple as that.
There's actually a syndrome that was identified in Japan. It was called
Takotsubo syndrome,
right?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is literally
right.
heartbreak. Heartbreak where not only is it like metaphorically heartbreak, but there's actually on imaging, you can see the destruction to the valves and the structure of the heart.
Yes, yeah. You see wall motion on the maladies of the left ventricle. It's actually called a ballooning of the heart muscle. Mm-hmm. And again, I coined the term heartbreak and heart disease, you know, years ago. And then Takotsubo's cardiomyopathy, is really a direct extension of heartbreak and heart disease. What Takotsubo's is overwhelming acute heartbreak that results from, let's say, the loss of a loved one, a loss of a pet, an ugly divorce. I mean, there's so many situations that can create it. But what happens is there's a discharge of the neurochemicals or adrenaline, norepinephrine, cortisol. There's such an enormous discharge of our adrenal glands and other, you know, glandular tissue in the body that sets the heart up to have what we call an overdose of our own intrinsic hormones, leading to wall motion abnormalities, and it can cause sudden death. Now, the good news is that a lot of these people do recover. You know, a small fraction don't, but a lot of them do recover.
Good. All right. All right. So, which brings us to the subject of your next book. You've always been a big proponent of grounding, and now you're going to write a groundbreaking book on the subject of grounding coming out soon. So, tell us about that project.
Yeah, I actually wrote a book with Clint Over about 10 years ago on grounding, and God, that's in like 25 different languages all over the world. It's they sold over like a million copies or something, and I mean, it's very, very successful. But the reason why I came out with a second book is because I wanted to mention the blue zones. You know, a lot of people in the blue zones, you know, like Sardinia, let's say Costa Rica, let's see, where else? Loma Linda, you know, in California, Okinawa is a blue zone. Right. Mm-hmm. And what else? There's one more. But anyway, a lot in common with the blue zones is basically, walking grounded. I mean, a lot of people walk on the beach, they walk grounded. Even in Loma Linda, you know, in Southern California, a lot of people plant gardens there and they put their hands in the earth. I mean, that's like walking grounded, for example. But I think, you know, in my next book, I was talking about a little bit about the blue zones, and I was talking about some of the recent research on COVID-19 and grounding, for example. There was a study that came out of the Mideast where they were putting patches on their chest, and these people had put patches on their chest and who were grounded literally didn't get the blood clots in the lung. So there's a lot that grounding does. Now, I did the original research where we showed that grounding thins the blood. And 20th century man, right now, one of the hallmarks of 20th century man is red ketchup-like blood because of all the, you know, insecticides, the pesticides, the EMF, the 5G, all the noise and stuff in the environment is causing our blood to be overwhelmed. And we talked about blood sugars, you know, before, and even higher blood sugars thicken the blood. And so we need thinner blood, and basically grounding is one of the easiest ways to thin your blood. And at the same time, it's free, and it's probably one of the healthiest things you can do. That's why I moved in Florida. You know, Ron, I used to live in a house in Florida, and I ended up moving to a ground floor condominium on the Gulf of Mexico because I wanted to ground on the beach every day. And I do that while I'm down here.
Good for you. I have a lot of experience grounding because I grew up in Southern California in Santa Monica. And my typical summer activity was to walk to the beach, which was about 10 blocks away. Barefoot, threw a towel over my shoulder and grabbed a transistor radio and headed off. I'm not sure if that's such a good idea now in 2022 because of all the broken glass and, you know, chemical pollutants on the street, but I'm amazed that I did it and survived.
It's probably been one of the best things you could possibly do, you know. But, you know, if you walk on grounded shoes or thin leather shoes, I mean, you'll be grounded.
So you could do it while protecting your feet. You can't actually, I mean, let's say, is it like in an urban environment, you know, to get to the beach, on the way to the beach, or maybe it's a rough trail or something, you can wear something on your feet and yet still obtain some of the benefits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even as grounded flip-flops that you can buy for $20 that protect your feet and you're grounded at the same time. Okay. Just remember, I mean, our viewers need to know one thing about walking on a street. If the street is asphalt, you will not be grounded. That's man-made. Okay. But if it's concrete or brick or sand, I mean, you know, there are sandy streets still around, you know. But if it's those types of materials, like when I had this condominium built, I had Clint Over speak to an engineer, for example, that was building a condominium. And I had my bathroom grounded. So when I take a shower, I'm literally grounded to Mother Earth. I love it.
Does that involve some sort of like construction that transmits?
Yes, in other words,
geomagnetic, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, the Schumann resonance. Yeah, you have it right. You know, the Schumann resonance. Basically, when they put a condominium together, and I'm on the ground floor, and I wanted ground floor for this reason. Right. We're over a parking garage, so in other words, they did not put any insulating materials between the marble floor of my bathroom and the concrete that's, you know, the first floor. So there's marble on concrete, and the concrete is stabilized by steel girders into more concrete that's in the earth. So everything is grounded. And
so
I tested my bathroom.
It transmits.
My entire bathroom is grounded.
So the girders transmit
the Schumann resonance.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. In other words, when I...
Go ahead.
When I walked in my bathroom in the middle of the night, you know, I'm an aging male, so I have prostate issues. You know, as I'm using the toilet, I'm saying to myself, I'm grounded at the same time, so I'm healing my body. It's so crazy.
Even if it's not crazy.
It's just a matter of fact, you know.
Even if you have to stand at the bowl for a little longer, it's all good.
It's all good because I'm getting grounded energy.
You know,
even when I'm showering or shaving or anything like that, you know, I'm getting that grounded energy. And in our research, you know, we showed that, you know, once you're grounded, it's like a lie detector test. Instantaneously, you get a discharge from the autonomic nervous system. So you get more of a parasympathetic dominance over autonomic discharge. So grounding is awesome. And it's the greatest discovery I've ever made. That and coenzyme Q10 are my two greatest discoveries, hands down.
It does sound, you know, we talk about the paleo diet and we talk about paleo exercise and, you know, paleo sleeping habits. And actually, this is part of our ancestral heritage, is that we did walk barefoot. Perhaps the, people in Arctic areas, you know, wore some sort of foot protection, you know, when it was cold or rocky. But maybe there is something to that, that this is an ingredient in the overall resilience of our ancestors. So it's interesting. So the book is coming out when?
Probably in late summer. It's called Get Grounded, Get Well. And, maybe when it comes out, we can do another radio show. I'd be happy to do it with you.
Absolutely.
You know? Because we could talk for grounding for a long time. There's so many benefits, and it's absolutely free, and it's just incredible.
Okay, so only on one condition, Stephen, is that you send me an uncorrected proof of the book.
I'll be happy to send you a book, of course.
Right.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely, and then I'll peruse it and then be better informed, and we can do a whole thing later in the summer. Great stuff. Okay, so where can people find out more about Stephen Sinatra? You have protocols there as well. You talk about nutritional supplements.
I still work with Healthy Directions. DrSinatra.com is my website, so to speak, and that's where a lot of my information. Now, if people want a lot of good reading information, I have Vervana.com. That's my healthy food website, and I have HeartMDInstitute.com. So, you know, this is a lot of information that's really good about health and healing.
Good deal. And you have a podcast as well, right?
Well, no, I've done a lot of podcasts. I don't do my own podcast, I do a lot of other people's podcasts. I've been podcasted to death, honestly, within the last 6 months, so I'm sort of taking a break from it, you know?
Present company accepted, hopefully. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We generally have a good conversation. All right. So thanks very much for joining us. And once again, drsinatra.com, and look for the new forthcoming book on grounding. We'll talk to you before then. All the best and a very happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too, Ron. Great questions. I'm always happy to reconnect with you. You know, it's good to see you again.
Indeed. And hopefully, when this is all over, we'll, see each other in the Northeast, as
I'd love to.
The specter of COVID recedes. I'm sure we'll have a chance to do that.
Of course.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.